out in our large studio. I'll be joining them in just a moment. You're about to hear some wonderful, wonderful choral sounds. Here, now live, the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. You've got the Pittsburgh Girls Choir today, and I was counting, I think we have 12 people, plus an accompanist, plus we have Catherine Bernard with us too, Barnard, I'm sorry. And tell me about the song that you just played, and then please tell me a little bit about the choir, and then I'm going to come over and chat with a few of you before the next song.
So the song we just sang is The Tailor of Gloucester, which is an English folk song. And it, as you hear, it combines it with Fee Fi Fo Fum. And it's just a really, really fun folk song. And this group is VIA, which is the third level training choir. So these girls are fifth to ninth grade. And they are the level before our high school choir.
I liked the bum 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 and the tapping on that and a little choreography. It sounds wonderful. How many girls are now actively singing in your choirs roughly across all?
Roughly about, 70 right now. Yeah. So we're building back up after COVID. So.
Well, that's wonderful, and it's hard to do because folks have not been able to be together. It's not something you can substitute easily, if at all, by trying to do it remotely.
Most of these girls stuck it out, and they did it remotely. They, very, very, very determined and very dedicated young women.
Well, everybody here is, between 11 and 14. If I've done my math correctly. And I'm going to say hello to the accompanist first, and then we'll say hello to maybe four of you, and then in between the next song, after the next song, we'll say hello to another four. Tell me about yourself. What's your name? And tell me a little bit about your life.
My name's Abby Eagleson, and I've been playing with the choirs for about 6 years now, I think, across training choirs or with the high school choirs, Consencio, and I actually conduct the two youngest training choirs, so Melodia and Harmonia. So, and it's just love getting to play with all these amazing, talented voices and with Catherine Barnard. So, yeah.
Do you sing as well?
I do sing as well, yep. So I enjoy singing with some local choirs sometimes, and then also love getting to sing and help lead the training choirs and rehearsals.
Yep.
Wonderful. And what community do you live in?
I live in Church Hill, so just outside of the city.
That's where I grew up.
Really?
On Stephendale Drive in Church Hill. Maybe close, maybe not,
yeah.
But
it's lovely. I love it.
I'm glad. Let's meet you four, and I'll ask you just to indicate your name and where you go to school, and if you have any shout-outs, feel free, and I'll start with you, okay?
Hi, I'm Eliza, and I'm homeschooled, and something I really love about this choir is the community and that we all get to sing together in community.
That's terrific, and it's nice to have a group of people. How often do you see each other and rehearse?
Well, we see each other every week for rehearsal, and we get a break in the middle of rehearsal, so we get to chat and hang out, which is nice.
That's great. Thanks, Eliza. Hello.
Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm homeschooled, and I don't really have much to say, but it's good to be a contributing member of society with this choir.
That's a really nice way to put it. You feel like you're giving something back when you sing?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you, and thank you. We're going to find out who's on Sophia's right.
Hi, my name's Orly Trumbull. I go to ECS, so the Environmental Charter School. And this choir is pretty awesome. I like everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah. The music is awesome. I've learned a lot. Miss Barnard, it's awesome. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Orly had said, I like everybody but two people, and we'll all have to figure out who those two people are, and we would all assume it was somebody else, right? I'm glad you like everyone. And let's see, one, two, three, four. There is, I thought you were number four for this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here you go.
I'm Jessie. Hi. I go to Sterrett, and I want to give a shout out to Miss Barnard because she's a really good teacher and taught us all how to sing a lot better and like a lot of really good songs that I never would have learned without it. So thank you.
Excellent. We have a field trip from both Sterrett and ECS coming up soon. So you guys may be down here as part of that. I'm not sure, but we'll find out. Together, we're always happy to have field trips. I'm now going to go back to Catherine Bernard and ask Barnard. I'll bet you get Bernard all the time.
It doesn't bother me at all.
I know, but I know better, and it bothers me. What's your next selection?
Well, there's actually two pieces. It's called The Adventures of Isabel, and it's two poems by Ogden Nash, which tragically, these girls had never heard of Ogden Nash before this. It's something my shout out is schools, you need to teach Ogden Nash.
Absolutely. When I was growing up in Church Hill, I might add, I loved Ogden Nash. Ogden Nash is just delightful. So here again, the Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
The doctor's dog was a cross and
That was beautifully done. The accompaniment was brilliant, and that's such a wonderful arrangement of
Andrea
that.
Ramsey. I should definitely shout out to the composer, Andrea Ramsey. She's amazing.
And Ogden Nash brings back so many memories. We had a big book of Ogden Nash's works when I was growing up. It's your turn. Are you ready?
Hi, my name is Freya. I go to Quaker Valley Middle School, and I enjoy being in the choir because I learn a lot and I love the community. And I'd like to give a shout out to my parents who have supported me and my journey in the choir. So,
wonderful. Thank you. Did you text us this morning?
No.
We had a text from somebody named Freya today. Isn't that something? I'll bet you haven't met many Freyas.
Yeah, I haven't.
How do you spell it?
F-R-E-Y-A.
That was the way this Freya spelled her name, and I was wondering if I pronounced it correctly. Assuming she pronounces it the same way you do, I did. But there's another Freya out there.
That's
good to know. I always felt that way with Larrys. There are not that many Larrys out in captivity. What's your name?
I'm Waverly. I go to Pittsburgh Urban Christian, or PUX. And one thing I like about the choir is, like, the, I guess, diversity of the songs. Like, some of them are, like, Isabel. They're, like, really, like, interesting and, like, upbeat. And then other songs are, like, really, like, slow and just beautiful.
Yeah, that's a really good observation, because sometimes choirs will all sing the same style of songs, and it's neat to be able to bounce back and forth to different themes. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
I guess Miss Barnard for just teaching us all we know and helping us to improve.
Excellent. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you. And one more, and then we're going to go back to the music, and that one more is you. What's your name?
I'm Molly. I go to Pittsburgh Dilworth Elementary, and I really like the choir because it's just a really nice thing to do, like, and it's a really nice, like, group of people who just want to sing really nice songs. So basically, as you can see, it's really nice.
If you had to pick one word to describe the choir, what word would that be? Nice?
Choral.
Choral. I like what you said, what many of you said about a group activity, because a lot of our leisure activities are pretty solitary these days, whether you're gaming or studying or reading. And it's nice to be able to do something in a group, especially in this case, a group of other girls. So thank you for being here. We'll talk to you four in a moment. I'm going to go back to Catherine Barnard to find out what's next.
The next song is Skylark and Nightingale. The poem is by Christina Rossetti, and the composer is Audrey Snyder.
Once again, the Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
In the sun,
There again, you have the Pittsburgh Girls Choir. And let's say hello to the last four members. Before we do, though, I'm going to say hello to you. Tell me your name and your role in all of this.
My name is Mel Tickner. I'm the assistant for VIA. I've been working with them, I guess, since it was created. I was an original member of the Pittsburgh Girls Choir, and it's just been a privilege and an honor to be a part of the musical journey of all these young singers, and to be working with, I've been working with Catherine Barnard for over 20 years at this point.
Wow. And where are you from neighborhood-wise?
I live over in McCandless.
Always curious to find out where people are from. And now we're going to meet four more choir members, starting with you.
I'm Marin. I go to the Ellis School. And what I really love about this is just getting better at singing. Like, it's just fun to learn and grow.
Do you sing in any other groups?
No.
That's so it's good that you have this group to be part of. Any shout outs to anyone who brought you here, or to just say hello?
It's just Miss Barnard for just teaching us so well.
Well, it's fortunate that she's here to do that. You're next.
Hi, I'm Lucia Pelling, and I go to Pittsburgh Kappa. What I really love about the choir is the practices and how fast-paced they are. Like, we're always doing something, and it's really fun to kind of, like, try your hand at going with the flow.
That's great. What's your major at Pittsburgh Kappa?
I do production technology, which isn't very widely known. There's only six per grade, but we do the behind-the-scenes stuff. We work all of Kappa's shows. We do wood shop. We do sound. We do lighting.
That's really good to know. Do you ever do work for shows other than Kappa's shows?
Not really. I do the Kappa work, and once I'm in high school, I will probably get internships and work on things like that, but for now, just Kappa.
That's great. There's a lot of need for that. There are, as I understand it, fewer and fewer people, particularly in set design and construction. Nice to meet you. And your name?
I'm Vivian, and I go to Mount Lebanon, and my favorite thing about choir is just getting to meet so many amazing people and making music every week.
Excellent. Any shout-outs at all?
Miss Mel and Miss Barnard and Miss Abby for always playing the piano for us.
There we go. And finally,
Lily.
And what school do you go to, and any shout-outs or any comments about the choir?
I go to private charter school, and I feel like Mrs. Bonnard and Mrs. Mel are really just amazing people that I've met.
Well, excellent. And what charter school is it?
It's for learning disabilities.
Ah, I think I know the charter school. I think we've taught there, and it's a great school. What do you think about the choir altogether in terms of with the difference it's made in your life, being able to have a choir to be part of?
Obviously, I just think it's really amazing, because it's like all the people you meet, it's just so amazing to know, like, these people support you, and they'll keep going along for your life.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to go right back to Miss Barnhard here. Everybody loves you. Oh, this is a good song. Is this your last one, or is there one more? There should be. Okay. This is a great song. It's called I've Got Shoes, and I'll just let you take it away.
Heaven.
I wish you could see the spirited expressions as folks sing. I know you could probably hear them. In a minute, I'm going to ask if anybody wanted to say something that they didn't get a chance to say. But first, I'm going to turn to Catherine Barnhart again and ask you if you're recruiting or if you have any information you'd like to share about concerts or recruiting or anything folks should know about Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Yeah. So the same group of girls has a concert this afternoon at 2 o'clock, which at the in the chapel at Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Shadyside. We'd love to have anybody come. It'll be about 45 minutes long. And then as far as recruiting, yes, we are recruiting. And we have an audition date in June. I think it's June 8th. Check the website. That's for girls entering 6th through 12th grade. And then we have an open class, which is how we basically audition younger girls. That's on August 30th. Check the website for times. I think it's 6 to 7. And we also have something we're really excited about. This is a new thing. It's called Summer Song Fest on August 16th, and that's just a kind of a festival for our girls who are already enrolled, their friends, the community at large. That's going to be a lot of fun. It ends with an ice cream social. So check the website. All of those events are on the website.
PittsburghGirlsChoir.com. I'll double check that. Did anybody want to say something that they didn't get a chance to say? That often happens. I'll come to you in a minute. Yes?
I was going to give a shout out to my family for being so supportive and kind at like and bending their schedules to like make room for this.
And that's Molly who's saying that, right?
Yes.
Terrific. And I saw your hand go up.
I just forgot to give a shout out. So I wanted to give a shout out to all my teachers, for Miss Abby for just knowing all the piano songs and just doing an amazing job and being so enthusiastic about it. And Mrs. Barnard for always giving 100%, and that, you know, that helps me give 100% too. And Miss Mel for always being so fun and kind and always just being right there for us.
That's Eliza.
I want to give a shout out to like all the girls in the choir because they work really hard on everything, and then like they always try their best to sing, and then like if there's an issue, everyone's really supportive and no one's like rude or anything. They just work through the issue.
And you are?
Jesse.
I thought so. I didn't want to get it wrong. I should have just gone with it. And why don't you introduce yourself and give your extra greeting?
My name is Freya, and I just wanted to also shout out Miss Abby, Miss Barnard, and Miss Mel. They've taught us so much, and they're so supportive. And
wonderful. Did I catch her? Oh, one more. It's Sophia, right?
Yes, it is. I'd like to give a shout out to my parents for getting me into the choir, and don't forget to smash that like button.
Should I know what that means?
It's. I'm just making a YouTube joke.
Oh, okay. I'm here. And a shout out. Ms. Barnard has a shout out.
Thanks to all the girls who work so hard. These girls, you just see how much homework they do in addition to their hard work they do on Tuesday nights, and to their parents, because without their parents' support, this couldn't be. We can't be without parents. So thank you, parents.
You guys do sound absolutely wonderful. It's our last chance to talk. I want to encourage you, if interested, to see Alexis about some of our youth media programs that you can get involved in. If you want to lay down some solo recordings or learn more about audio recording or journalism, you can let Alexis know and she'll send you some information. What an appropriately titled song.
Sing to Me by Andrea Ramsey, which is the theme song of VIA.
Thank you to the Pittsburgh Girls Choir.
Sing to me.
a wonderful job from Pittsburgh Girls Choir. And make sure you get a chance to continue to hear them and to enjoy their work. I promised I would check on the website. It's PittsburghGirlsChoir.com, with Pittsburgh all spelled out. PittsburghGirlsChoir.com. Thank you for being with us.